The Man in the Iron Mask. An adaptation of Alexandre Dumas' famous novel, specially written for radio by Eric Scott and a George Edwards production. It seems that young Edmond Marchiali is connected in some way with the destiny of France. For when he shows interest in and wants to marry a farmer's daughter near his guardian's estates, this guardian, Georges Chamart, is most perturbed and sends for the powerful Cardinal Mazarin, who rules behind the throne. When all efforts on the part of the guardian have failed, the Cardinal suggests the dungeons of the Bastille.
Yes, my dear Chamart, that is the only way.
The Bastille? Oh, Cardinal, is there no other way?
You yourself said that you were powerless to stop this marriage. But it must be prevented.
Yes, Colonel, yes. I understand that. But she's such a lovely young girl. Fair hair, blue eyes, a lovely voice, and intelligence to match.
Intelligence? A farmer's daughter?
Yes. Oh, if only she was somebody of quality.
My dear Samar, you know in the interests of France that your ward must never marry.
It has worried me a great deal. Eventually, he will find someone else, and then...
You have been given a sacred charge. If ever the occasion arises again, call on me. I'll deal with it as I have handled this emergency. The girl's name was...
Marguerite Frederick.
And where is she to be found?
The farmer's papa, Frederick. He's quite well known in the district.
Good. Don't worry yourself any further, my dear Samar. The matter will be attended to. The girl will vanish from the face of the earth.
Poor Margaret.
She has impressed even you. She must be a beauty.
Beauty of mind and beauty of body. A shame that so much has to be sacrificed.
It is for France.
Yes, Cardinal. It is for France.
I wish this walk were forever and ever.
Forever and ever? Oh, my dear, how tired your little feet would be.
Not with you. Oh, it's such a lovely night.
The moon.
All the lovelier because it makes the stars so bright. Look up there, Edmund. Those bright, bright stars.
Astronomers say that they are worlds. Worlds like this.
Could they be, really?
If one can believe astronomers.
But of course one believes the astronomers. Don't they map out the fate of all the nobles of France, even the king? Papa says that there are astronomers who know when you will be born, when you will die, everything that happens in your life. Oh, they must be such clever men.
That's one thing I can't understand. How they can find all that out up there in those heavens.
I wonder if there are people like us up there, Edmund. People in those other worlds. Walking along a country road under starry heavens. And so much in love.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No, my heart. Because nobody could be happier than you and me. Nobody could be so much in love.
Oh, darling.
Let me kiss you again. A warm body so alive. Lips like silk. Marguerite. May I say something?
Let me hear.
If anything happened to you, I think I'd die. I've read of love, the fact that two people become as one. I feel that that is how it is with us. We are one. Without you, I'd be like a man with his arm or his leg cut off. His head.
Oh, you frighten me. Oh, perhaps it's wrong to love as we do. Is it, Edmund? There's a God up there amongst all those words. Perhaps we should love him first.
Well, that's a heavenly love, my dear. We worship him, yes. Then after that worship comes another kind. That which belongs to the earth. Darling, will you make me a promise?
Anything, Edmund.
That bright star up there, I don't know what the astronomers call it, but whenever we are apart at night before our marriage, look up to that star, won't you? Say to yourself, that's our star. And wherever I am, I'm what you're thinking. And I'll look for our star too. And that somehow will bring us together until we meet again.
What a lovely thought. Our star. Oh, but we'll never be parted for long, will we, Edmund?
When I leave you, my darling, I shall go back and talk with my guardian. I want to marry you as soon as possible.
He doesn't like me.
Yes, he does. He's a dear old man, really. Let him get used to the idea, and I think that Uncle George will welcome you as a daughter. I know his kind heart.
Your Majesty, is a permit to occupy the holdings of 4 peasant farmers in Versailles.
Oh. Oh, yes, yes, of course. Extensions to the palace.
Correct, Your Majesty. It might interest you to know that the Hall of Mirrors will soon be finished.
Excellent, excellent. All our faults will be magnified 1,000 times. That's good, Cardinal.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Yes, except that I have an abnormal headache this morning. How many more of these objectionable documents do I have to sign?
Oh, there's only one more, Your Majesty. A mere nothing. The arrest of a peasant woman, if you will sign here.
Oh, yes, Cardinal. Well, what has she done? Stolen something?
No, a nuisance politically.
And a woman, too.
Yes, but they can be dangerous, as you know. This document will put her away where she won't do anybody any harm.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Oh, well, well, take all these papers away. I don't want to see anything more until tomorrow. Oh, and I wish you could put me away today. Me with my head. I think it was a very bad vintage last night. Something must be done about my wife.
Yes, Your Majesty. I will see that the cellars are rechecked.
Your niece, Cardinal. I haven't seen her these last 3 days.
No, Your Majesty. I plan to send her into the country. The Paris air is not good for her.
Oh, and I thought she thrived exceedingly well. She is most popular at court. I hope I shall have the honor of seeing Maria today.
She is not herself.
Oh, you're a stern uncle. See to it, Cardinal. I would like to see her again.
As you say, Your Majesty.
And so I am going to lose my little girl.
Oh, don't say that, Papa. You'll never lose me, you know that.
I wish I did know it, Marguerite. I knew that someday a young man would come along and take you away, but never such a one as this.
You like him?
Who am I to like or dislike? He is the gentry. That frightens me a little, Marguerite.
Me too, Papa. Oh, but we love each other so much. I fear we'll overcome the difficulty.
You will, perhaps, because you have youth on your side and beauty in the manner of a lady. But your old papa, why, look at me, Marguerite. I have been a farmer all my life. I will not belong to the pattern.
You will be near me, Papa. Always.
When your mother died and you somehow stepped into her shoes, I felt I still had your mother with me, in you, because you have her eyes. Her smile, and even her voice.
And I have her loyalty, too. You see. Oh, I'll never desert you, Papa. If the time ever came that Edmund and I should be forced to live in some other part, you would come with us.
Will you promise me that, Marguerite? I'm getting old now, and there's no one else but you.
I promise.
Ah, it's good to hear. I'm a happy man, and a lucky man, too. A good farm and a good daughter. Who comes at this time of night?
Open in the name of the King of France.
The King of France?
Monsieur, what is this? Monsieur?
We look for Marguerite Frederick.
I am Marguerite Frederick.
What is this, Captain?
Stay where you are, old man. Our business is not with you. Madam, we request that you come with us.
With you?
Yes.
But where? Why? I don't understand.
You are not in a position to ask questions. Come with us and step inside the carriage that we have waiting.
Oh, no, monsieur. If I don't know where I'm going...
It is not for you to argue.
Oh, let me go!
Let my daughter alone.
Out of the way, old man. And you, madam, don't offer too much resistance. This is an order from the King of France.
Oh, no, no. Where are you taking me?
To the end of your destination.
But I must know, my fiancé. Papa and Edmund. Oh, monsieur, if you will tell me. Tell me what it means and where I'm going.
I'm sorry. All I can tell you is that you go to the end of your destination. Now come.
No, no, no. Oh, monsieur, if you will give me time. My fiancé, Edmund. Please give me time.
No more words, madam. Into this carriage. Throwing the struggling girl into a waiting carriage, the soldiers drove off, leaving a pitiful old man staring into the darkness, straining to hear the last of the carriage wheels rumbling away. What will Edmund do when he finds that his beloved has been taken to some unnamed destination? And what of the undying love of these two fine young people? Make sure you hear the next enthralling chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.